Well, good morning again, Daniel Valdez. Again, it is a pleasure and honor to talk to you. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Yes, yes, let's keep going. Farewell Tour is still going on. Realignment 2024, 2026. UIL realignment came in last week or the week before, or whenever. Everybody freaked out. Why didn't my school change? Why are they getting an area? Why are we contracting an area? What's going on here? I am here to explain most of it. Whether you like the answers or not is entirely up to you. It ain't up to me. So let's get to it. I hope you all are doing well. I hope your holiday weekend was fantastic. Still digesting those ribs from Sunday. So let's keep going. Okay, 2024, 2023. So UIL realignment stuff. So for those who don't know, the UIL, the University Interscholastic League, in all its glory, every couple of years, will look at how the music area alignments are set up. If it looks like there's no need to be a change, they leave it alone. For the last couple of years, for the last two cycles, I believe, there wasn't really a change. Now, we've got some major changes here. We've got some regions moving different to different areas. We added an area. We subtracted an area. It's a little bit different than it used to be in the past. So, well, of course, we're going to explain the how, and now we explain the why. So, in order to do that, we go right to the horse's mouth. In this case, the horse's UIL. This is March 25th, 2024, 2024, 2026, music alignments announced. Quote, while the number of schools competing in an area marching band contest is largely determined by the first division rating required to qualify, simple stuff, the 2024-2026 alignment is projected to result in an improved statewide balance of number of competing bands at each site. Listen to me very carefully. The goal for realignment is to get as equal representation across all areas across the great state of Texas as possible. The goal is to not make it easier for your program to get the state marching contest because it's been difficult in the past or the last couple of years. That's not the goal. The goal is to attempt the state of Texas, which is the size of South America. Fact. Hashtag geography. Trying to get as much as equal representation across all the areas in the state of Texas as possible. Is it an exact science? Absolutely not. Can we get reasonably close? Yes, we can. That's why we look at these things every couple of years. And if adjustments need to be made, we go ahead and make those adjustments. If there's one area that is consistently sending way more programs to the state marching contest than anybody else because of the population density of the area and blah, 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 and whatever, then we look at that and we try to adjust for it. Cool? Cool. Let's continue. For those area contests that have reached critical mass in recent years. Now, what defines critical mass? Well, I'll give you an example. Conference 6A, 2022. They certified 6 programs to the state marching contest. Last year, they certified 7 programs to the state marching contest. Anytime you are certifying more than half of the programs at your area finals to the state marching contest, it needs to be looked at. It at least needs to be evaluated. The conversation has to be on the table. Again, the goal is equal representation across the state of Texas. And yes, there are limitations to that. Unless I grab my shovel and start digging a hole in the ground somewhere in El Paso and put up a sign that says, hey, an HEB is coming in a year and a half, the population population density out in West Texas isn't going to really change. There's nothing we can really do about that. So, of course, yes, Area A is going to have fewer programs qualify because there are fewer programs that are out there in terms of Conference 6A size out in West Texas. Cool? Cool. Let's continue. The 2024-2026 alignment is projected to shorten the contest day. I'm sure Parents, administrators, directors, staff, and even students would appreciate that. Even if you can get you out of here 30 minutes earlier than the previous year, that's a win for everyone involved. Continue. Which improves contest logistics. You don't have to show up as early anymore. And we're talking about all the staff, all the volunteers, all of the people that make these area contests happen, parking lot crew, concession stands, all that stuff. Improves contest logistics, makes the flow better, overall a better contest experience. Let's continue. Helps facilitate an improved adjudication experience. Basically, what they're saying is, the bigger the contests get, the more likely there is for a program to, quote, get lost in the numbers, unquote. There's a reason why Bands of America has rotating panels block by block, because we're trying to get the most accurate numbers to represent the programs on the field as possible. It is difficult to do that when you're judging 40 programs in a row at the end of October, which in the state of Texas, no matter where you are, it is still 117 degrees outside. It is a grind. It is a physical grind. It's a mental grind as well, trying to get all of those numbers correct or as close to correct as possible. You improve the adjudication experience by lessening the burden on those adjudicators. One of the ways you do that is you make the contest not so giant, because those same contest members, or those same adjudicators, not only have to go through all the prelims, now you got the same exact panel, now you got to go all through finals. It's a labor of love, as I've heard some judges call it. You're better off having the contests a little bit smaller than what they're getting right now. Cool. Let's continue. And in the event of inclement weather delays, better allow for both the preliminary round and the final round to be completed. So heaven forbid it starts pouring rain, cats and dogs and stuff like that. At least we give ourselves a little bit of a buffer to where if we can delay the contest a little bit, and still try to get everything in, you're not getting out of there too late. Cool. That's from the UIL. Now, I agree with pretty much all that. I would say that's pretty reasonable. And so that's very reasonable. Try to get everybody out of there as soon as we can. We improve the evaluation experience. We improve contest logistics. And if the S hits the fan, there's a little bit of wiggle room to try to get everything in on that day. And then if we have to go to the next day or whatever, then so be it, or figure out something to do from there. Cool. Now let's look at the realignment. Let's see what the heck happened here. So boom, conference 6A. This is then, this is now. So before this coming year, or this coming season, you had 9 marching band areas, and it was like that for a long time, and it was really cool and really fun, and nothing ever changed, and it was awesome. Now, we're looking at them. Now we've got 10 marching band areas in Conference 6A. Yes, congratulations to all of everyone that has a letter J, starts with the letter J. Everyone's got a name that starts with the letter J. Congratulations. We named an area after you. It is Area J Marching Contest featuring Regions 2, 24, and 25. We'll go over who that belongs to in a second. So, of course, we're looking at the list. Area A stays exactly the same. Area B, that's where we start seeing some changes. It used to be 5, 20, 30, 31. Now it's 5, 30, and 31. So guess what? Region 20, you kicked them out of Area B. So where did they go? Well, look at Area C. That's where they put them. Area C and Area B are your main changes here. So Area C used to have 2, 3, 4, 21, 24, 25. Now it's got 3, 4, 20, and 21. So we got rid of, out of Area C, we got rid of Region 2, we got rid of Region 24, and we got rid of Region 25. You can see those down there at Area J. So we took 3 regions out of Area C, and we gave them an entirely new area. So that's why we've got 10 areas right there. Area C now becomes, with Region 3, 4, 20, and 21, that becomes Old school Area C. Old school Area C. I'm talking Richardson ISD. I'm talking Robert Floyd. I'm talking Duncanville ISD. I'm talking Tom Schein. This is old school Area C. This, back in the day, had music educators there that would pour sweat and blood and by the buckets trying to make music education the way it is in the state of Texas. And there is a huge debt we will never be able to pay to those folks. Those folks that in that Dallas area, in that area, in those regions that dedicated so many decades of service to the music education community in the state of Texas. And it's exciting to see them all competing against each other once again. Super awesome stuff. This is old school stuff. I totally understand that. It may sound like an old man, but I can't tell you how excited I was when I saw this lineup for Area C. It's really, really neat stuff. So that's going to be Area C looks very different now. It looks very, very different now. Let's keep going. Area D stays the same. Area E is the same. Area F is the same. Area G is the same. Area H is the same. Area I is the same. And of course, Area J. Region 2, 24, and 25. Area J. Looking at my Prosper ISD folks. Looking at my Denton ISD folks. Looking at Little Elm over there. And yes, and yes, and yes. Looking at my Louisville ISD folks over there. So we basically took everything in northern suburban Dallas, way far north, all the way to the Oklahoma border. We chopped them off, and we gave them their own area. So now you've got a little bit more equal representation. Did it take an extra area to make that happen? Yes, it did. But now when you see these numbers come out and you start seeing charts online and everything and all that stuff, and I'm sure it's coming out soon. When you start seeing this stuff online, you're going to see that it's going to be very well proportioned across the state. You're probably looking at about 4 or 5 programs per area. You're not going to see outliers that, oh, this area got 6 and this area is getting 7 and then they're in the same cycle. So 13 programs that are going to the state marching contest are coming from only 2 areas. You're not going to really see that much anymore. If we go over to Conference 5A, the numbers, you're going to see them come out. And of course, this is all dependent on getting ones at region and making sure you're on time and stuff like that, because we've had some programs in the past very recently that have had, that unfortunately have had penalties, keeping them from going on to area. However, now with the Conference 5A, you're going to really see these numbers even out. And it's going to be pretty surprising once we start talking about who gets to qualify for state and how many from each area is going to go to the state marching contest. You'll see, trust me on this. So Area A stays the same. Area B stays the same. Area C stays the same. Area D, we chop this up a little bit. Region 8 North, Region 8 South, split between Area D and E, which is what we've kind of done in the past, but now it's a little bit different. Area D gets Region 8 North, Region 12, 18, and 16. And we actually add 14 East on there. So 14 East. That looks like the Victoria ISD. A lot of the Gulf Coast schools are being affected by this realignment for Conference 5A. Area E, you're looking at Region 8 South, 9, 10, 13, 17, 19, 23, 27, 23. Area E, when you get down to the smaller conferences, encompasses a very large area. It's just a lot of miles and ground covered, and there's not that many programs that are there, which is why you have to combine everybody into that one area. Area F, 5-30-31, that remains unchanged. Area G changes up a little bit. You still keep 15 and 28, but Area G adds on Region 14 West. Region 14 West is all of the Laredo ISD schools out there, my friends out of Laredo. Area G, 11-29-32, a little bit different here. There it is. Yeah, so we went ahead and combined some stuff here. Area H used to be Region 8 South, 9, 10, 33. Area H now is Region 11, 14 North. 14 North is actually all my coastal schools there. Corpus Christi ISD, Flower Bluff High School, Gregory Portland. Yeah, we even have it down to the high school now. That's just how complicated this can get. So now you saw Area A through Area I used to be Conference 5A. Now we've combined it. There's no Area I anymore. So those Area I programs, Region 8 South, went over to Area E. Region 9 went over to E. Region 10 went over to E. And Region 33 went over to E. So basically you took Area I, which was the Houston schools, and the northern Houston, northeast Houston schools, you took them and you combined them into the Area E program. So it's a, like basically all of South Texas, hinterlands of South Texas, that's all in Area E now. So yes, gets a little more complicated when you get to 5A, but these changes were necessary because you're going to see four or five programs per area, and you're not going to see any outliers for 5A. It really works for 5A, and you'll get to see that. Here is what UIL 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A used to be. They used to be the exact same alignments. Now it's a little bit different. You can see Conference 4A changes up a little bit. There are some caveats there, especially of Area D, especially with Region 8. Specific high schools are going to Area D, while all the other four high schools, the 4A high schools in Region 8 are going to Area B. For Conference 3A, it is a little bit different there. Conference 2A, same thing. So that's not always aligned all the time. If they have to make adjustments for whatever reason, then they are more than welcome to go ahead and do that. So, yeah, that's your realignment. So, again, this is not to make things easier for one program or make things harder. Now, yes, as far as competitive balance goes, I can understand why you would make that point. However, this is not the goal of the UIL. The goal of the UIL, again, is to make all of these programs, try to get as many equal representation, try to be as fair as possible to however many high schools are in this giant state. It's a difficult task to do, and yes, it does change. Give me an example. When I marched my senior year down in San Antonio, Churchill High School, drum major, hold for applause, our area was the San Antonio schools, Northeast schools, Northside ISD schools, believe they were there as well. So it was one of the last times that all of San Antonio schools were kind of together. I believe we had a couple of regions in Austin, and we had a region out in Houston as well that actually came over to San Antonio so that they could compete with us for an area contest. Yes, yes, yes. We even had Houston schools all the way in San Antonio competing for an area contest. Things were very different 20 years ago. A lot of programs that exist today that are Conference 6A, especially the ones at the very top, those were programs that did not exist back when I was in school, okay? And, by the way, back then, we only had one round. Area contest was area prelims only. It was not a prelims finals contest. So, add on to that, it was already a stressful day. Now you've got one performance, and that's all you get. You don't get any do-overs then. So, yes, alignment has changed over the years. If I showed you a map from 20 years ago, you'd probably freak out and wonder why this is going here and why these people are here and whatever. At the end of the day, as a performer, your job is to knock your show out of the park. That's all you have responsible. That's all you're responsible for. We can talk about alignment till we're blue in the face. We can argue about this stuff. We can see why it's not fair for these guys to get an area. It's not fair for us to contract an area, to expand or contract. And why is it harder for me to get to the state marching contest than what is before? We can argue that to the blue in the face. Guess what? None of that helps your performance. None of it at all. None of it matters. At the end of the day, you got to put your uniform on, you got to put your horn together, and you got to go out there and make art. You got to go out there and play music and move well and do what you need to do in order to get to the next level. Trust me, you ain't going to be thinking about this in summer. You're not going to be thinking about this in September during your first football game or your first contest. You won't be thinking about this in October when it comes down to region contest and area contest. And you're definitely not going to be thinking about this in November if you are fortunate enough to get to the state marching contest. So complaining about it, cheering about it, declaring that you're going to the state marching contest, putting the mission accomplished banner in your band hall just because the UIL announced a couple of changes from regions and areas, you've all taken step backs. You've all taken a step back. So once you're done over exaggerating the situation, once you're done once you're done with all this BS, when you're ready, let's get to work. But hey, that's up to you. That's totally up to you. All this other stuff, yeah, it's fun to talk about. Cool. Been talking about it for the last 20 minutes. But at the end of the day, oh, wow, it's almost 20 minutes. So at the end of the day, your job is to perform. You ain't going to be thinking about this later. Promise you. So get all that out of your system now, because soon enough, you're going to be done with solo and ensemble stuff. You'll be done with young artist contests or competitions. You'll be done with a concert sight reading. You'll be done with all that stuff. And all of a sudden, show reveals come out. And all of a sudden, you get your music. And all of a sudden, your drill shows up on Ultimate Drill Book or wherever. And then it's time to work. You ain't going to be thinking about, oh my gosh, I got to get ready because these guys, there's these new people in our area and we don't really know them. And, you know, how does that affect how we're going to do? Doesn't matter. Get to work. Get your stuff. Figure out what you're going to do. Come up with a game plan. Get to work and get to state in the Alamo Dome. I'm done here. I will talk to you all very soon. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Take care. Adios. Bye-bye.